This is Teen Quest Live, where we create conversations about youth culture, parenting, and issues facing teenagers in today's world. Here's our host, Mark Witt.
I believe the high school campus is one of the greatest mission fields available for Christians today. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Is God raising up godly men and women to disciple students in their high school campuses? What doors are opening in Western Pennsylvania and around the country to share Christ with kids in public schools? Well, my guest today is Travis Deans, the area coordinator for the National Network of Youth Ministry and the director of Teens for Christ. Today, Travis and I will talk about reaching students for Christ in the public school on this edition of Teen Quest Live. Teen Quest is a youth mission located in Western Pennsylvania in the beautiful Laurel Highlands near Seven Springs Ski Resort. The Teen Quest Ranch hosts camps and events throughout the year, fall and spring camps to snow camps and summer camps. We have events for all ages at the Teen Quest Ranch. Hey, go to our website for more information, teenquest.org, that's teenquest.org. Or call us at 1-800-288-TEEN or 1-800-288-8336. By the way, why not help us continue to reach kids for Christ by going to our website and donating, teenquest.org/donate. We thank you today for your prayers and your support. Well, I have on the phone with me today Travis Deans, and Travis, he's the coordinator, area coordinator for the National Network of Youth Ministry, director of Teens for Christ. This guy loves kids, and he's on the high school campuses. Good talking with you, Travis.
Hey, how are you doing today, Mark?
I'm just great. You know, it's I'm just excited to talk to somebody who works with kids, and I remember as a teenager. When you were a teenager in one of our camps back, I don't know how long ago that was, a long time ago, at Laurel Hill State Park in Somerset County. You remember those days?
I sure do.
Wow.
Those were important times in my life, for sure.
Did you at that time think one day you're going to be in full-time ministry working with teenagers?
I don't know if I knew that or not, but I will tell you this, and I don't know if I ever told you this before, but there was a camp speaker the one summer. His name was Tim Williams. I'm sure you remember Tim.
Oh, yes.
And Tim told me, and I don't remember the context really, but I remember him saying to me, I really believe that God wants to use you to make a difference. And those words that he spoke at that camp, at Supercharge Camp, I mean, those words stuck with me, well, all these years.
Wow.
So that was a formative time in my life.
And, you know, that's interesting you said that because I'm sure you have said things, and I know we bring in speakers to our camps and our ministry, and they speak to kids. And some things that we may say, kids will remember for the rest of their life, like that, what you did.
Oh, yeah, those words have power, and that power for good or for bad. But, that made a difference in my life just to hear that encouragement, for sure.
Now, for someone listening right now that's never heard of the National Network of Youth Ministry and Teens for Christ, could you explain your relationship with these organizations and how it all comes together?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been working with Teens for Christ for about 25 years now, and we help students start Christian clubs in their high schools. We call them outreach clubs because our hope is that students will start these clubs with a focus on sharing Jesus with their friends at school. The National Network of Youth Ministries is an organization that started back in the early 80s. It was a group of youth pastors who came together in Colorado, and basically they just said, you know, we can't reach this generation on our own. We have to work together. And so they formed this organization to help youth workers connect with each other on the national level and on the local level. And so part of my job with National Network is to help encourage youth pastors to connect with each other and work with each other in their communities and in their cities And it's over the years, it's been fun to see the cool things that youth pastors can do when they work together, including helping their students reach their schools for Christ. So the two things kind of tie together nicely.
Now, how do you connect those two? How do you connect the school with a youth pastor? How does that work?
Well, I mean, there's a number of different ways, but the biggest one is this. You know, every youth pastor out there has students in public schools. And so, you know, equipping those students, helping them to have the tools and resources and encouragement to reach their friends for Christ is a big thing. And so it works even better, though, when youth pastors in a community do that together. So, for example, several years ago up in Butler, we had a group of youth pastors that did a evangelism training for their students, but they did it together. And so, you know, you had 100 students in a room from, you know, 6 or 7 different youth groups, and they were learning how to share Christ in their school with their fellow students. And so, you know, when youth pastors do that together, it's powerful.
Okay. Now, how many schools would you say in the Pittsburgh area are something happening? And maybe, I guess there's different names for different schools, different types of clubs and so forth. How many schools are affected? How many ministries are in schools, I guess I should say? Would you have an idea?
Yeah. Well, so prior to COVID, there were around 50 or so that we knew of that had solid ministries. That's dropped in half since COVID, and we're still rebuilding a lot of that. But in the meantime, we have friends with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and their ministry has grown quite a bit since COVID, which has been exciting. We've been excited to see, you know, student athletes meeting together and meeting on campus, and so there's a lot of good things happening with all the different ministries around the Pittsburgh region, Young Life and Youth for Christ and FCA and Teens for Christ. And so we I don't know, I think there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 high schools that have some kind of campus ministry, but there's probably around another 100 in Western Pennsylvania that, as far as we know, don't have anything. And so it's still quite a big mission field.
Would you consider yourself a missionary to public school students?
Well, that's a good way to look at it. We see the public school as it's a place full of kids who need Christ. But honestly, the best missionaries to public schools are students. And so a lot of what we do is equipping students to be able to think of their school as a mission field.
So what would you tell a student? I mean, if you were in a meeting, a training, what would you tell them about? So you obviously believe that the students are the ones who can really evangelize that school or whatever you want them to do in that school. What do you tell them?
So a couple of things. Number one, we just share with them the idea that, listen, we know you have to go to school, but you're not just there because you have to be. You're there because God has put you there. You know, God knew that you would be in that school at this time, and God has placed you there for a purpose and a reason to make a difference in the lives of students around you. And not only that, but we encourage them to think that it's not just something that they, you know, that we're asking them to do. We're saying, listen, God is at work in your school. God is everywhere, and God is at work in people's lives, including people at your school. And so every day that you go to school, we encourage you to think and to pray, God, what are you up to today, and how can I be part of that? And so, you know, it's that old Henry Blackaby thing from Experiencing God. You know, God is at work. And our job is to join God in what He is doing. So we just encourage students, listen, we separate church and school and church and work. We separate those things in our minds, but God doesn't. God is everywhere. God is always at work in people's lives. And so we encourage students, listen, your faith is not just a church thing. Your faith is an everyday thing. And so wherever you are, whether that's home or school or church or wherever, God wants to use you, and God can use you.
And you're seeing students who love the challenge?
Well, that's what's been so exciting about this over the years. We have seen students take this, take that idea and really run with it and really do things that we never would have imagined. A week ago at McKeesport High School, I know you know McKeesport High School. They have a club there that they gave out 300 Valentines on Valentine's Day. They gave out candy with a little message on it that just, it simply said that God loves you. God loves you and cares about you. And they gave out 300 of those in their school. We've seen kids do, spaghetti dinners for their football team, pizza party for the basketball team, providing dinner for the cast and crew of the musical. And they use those outreach opportunities to share the gospel. And that might be a student sharing their testimony, or it might be giving out Gospels of John, or it might be a guest speaker coming in. One time we had a club that they did a party for the basketball team, and a former Harlem Globetrotter came, and he did all his tricks and all the stuff that the Globetrotters do. But then he also shared the gospel message with the basketball team. Wow. So we've seen students, take this idea and run with it and do some really cool things, which is pretty impressive because, in our culture today, I mean, it's always been difficult for students to be a believer in the high school environment, but I don't think it's ever been as difficult as it is today. And yet we're still seeing students who are courageously sharing their faith. Up at Butler High School, there's a club there that they just did a Valentine's Day outreach. They did it for the teachers and support staff in the school. They gave them all some candy and a gospel message attached to it. And, kids are doing some bold and courageous things in spite of a culture that really discourages following Jesus.
Now we got about 30 seconds left. If we can, I'd like to do this program one more time next time, but I have a question. If I'm a youth leader listening right now, I'm a person in a church that's working with kids. What can you say to me about my local school? What can I do? Give me 30 seconds.
The biggest thing would be, challenge your students to see school in a new way. We have a resource, a how-to guide that we can share with you. We'd love to do that. It's really helpful. But, just challenging students, hey, this, you're not just there because you have to be. You're there because God has put you there.
Give me your email or give me your website.
Sure, outreachclubs.com.
Thank you, Travis. Let's continue our discussion next time. This is Mark Witt with Travis Deans from the National Network of Youth Ministry and Teens for Christ. We're going to talk with him next time. God bless you, and thank you for listening to this program. Have a great day.